Hello and welcome back to the BTL with Reb T, the Better Through Letter, the show where we talk how to make ourselves better through using the Ramban's letter. We're down to the last couple of lessons here, and then we'll take our summer hiatus and come back, God willing, with season 4 of the PAL, the P-A-L. We're looking at lesson 28 here in a letter for the ages with the wonderful words and expositions of Rabbi Avram Chaim Feuer. Let's look at tonight's phrase. It says, V'chashov ha-dibor kodem shetotzi eno mipicha u'tfilascha tiye zaka uvaro unekiya u'mechuvenes u'mekubelas lifnei ha-makom baruchu shenemar tachin libam takshiv aznecha. Ponder your words before you utter them. The idea of think twice before you speak. Your prayer will be pure and clear, sincere and pleasing to Hashem. Blessed is He, as it is written, you prepare their heart to concentrate. You are attentive to their prayers. That comes from Tehillim. Basically, the Ramban is explaining that to his son in the letter to make his prayer zaka pure. He's alluding to the ideas of the Midrash in Shmos Rabbah, which talks about Eov, who said that no injustice is in my hands and my prayer is pure. It's implying that a pure prayer and sullied that both a pure prayer and a sullied prayer exist. The man whose hands are filthied by dishonest gain cries out, but the Almighty turns away from his prayers. His plea is tainted, it's not pure. But Eov's prayer was pure, Zaka. He was honest, and his hands were thus clean. There's a halachic argument regarding the idea of the nature of the obligation to pray every day. The Rambam's opinion in Sefer HaMitzvos is there's a commandment from the Torah to pray to Hashem every day, as it says, V'avadatem es Hashem Elokeichem, from Shemos, true service of Hashem is prayer. We know that this world stands on Torah, Tefillah, and Tzedakah, and in the place of Karbanos back in the day, now we do Tefillah, and we should do that every day. But the Ramban disagrees and says that it can't be a scriptural obligation, Minat Torah, for its spontaneous outpouring of the heart. Prayer is a wonderful gift, according to him. Hashem and His kindness allows the Jewish people to cry out whenever they need Him, and rest assured He will respond to their sincere prayers. The Shulchan Aruch, the Torah in Aruch Chaim, explains of the Hasidei Ashkenaz, the pious mystics of medieval Germany, who meticulously would study the significance of every word in the Shemona Esrei. They demonstrated that no word is superfluous, and they even figure out insights from the number of words in each prayer. Rav Chaim Velazhin Nefesh HaChaim writes of the importance of the words of the Amida prayer. We know that the Tefillah was compiled and composed by the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah, the men of the Great Assembly, who had some phenomenal people, Hananiah, Mishael, Asar, Daniel, and Mordechai of the famous Purim story. They composed the text of the Amida. They numbered 120 scholars. Some were more than sages. They were actually prophets, Nevi'im. And what they achieved can never be done again. They invested every word with power to affect creation from small particles to galactic masses, and the effect of every word never remains the same. Every time a person prays, his words leave a different impression on the cosmos, and the impact of the Marv is not the same as Shacharis of the same morning. Think about the idea that these Anshei Knesset HaGadolah made their words thousands of years ago. From that time until Mashiach, so many prayers will be said, and no two prayers are alike. Each one is individual and individualistic and unique. And this is all because they had Ruach HaKodesh. The authors had the divine inspiration to write their words. Through them, the Hashem Himself implanted within each word infinite power and unlimited effect. Since no human being can possibly understand the awesome depth of each word of prayer, each word of tefillah, we should rather pray with pure and simple intent. As you think about the words, picture in your mind an image of the actual word as you pronounce it in the way that it is written. Concentrate on raising the words up to Hashem. One who prays in this way will really make an impact with all the words he says. The Talmud points out in Brachos that the Hasidim HaRishonim, the pious men of earlier generations, would meditate for a full hour before they recited the Amidah, the Shemona Esrei. They would spend one complete hour, 60 minutes, 3,600 seconds, reciting their tefillah. Since there are around 500 words in Shemona Esrei, that would give them 7 seconds for each word, demonstrating how slowly it's really the concentration should be on the words. The Avri Nachal of Vayakal explains that Hashem wears a glorious wreath woven of the tefillahs of Bnei Yisrael. Each word of prayer uttered with pure intent is like a gem which Hashem uses to adorn His crown. Hashem scatters and conceals sparks all over the world. Whenever a person prays with the proper intent, his words bring those lost sparkles and brings it upwards to add brilliance and sparkle to Hashem's crown. The Arve Nachum also writes of another ramification of prayer. It's a key to a heavenly vault of blessing. With proper concentration and good intent, the words unlock treasuries, causing bounties to overflow, not just for the benefit of the person praying, but for the good of the whole world. Rav Levi Yitzchak of Berditchev in Kedushas Levi Mishpatim explains that every Jew should try to make Hashem happy, to delight Hashem. This is the ultimate goal of observance, of doing commandments, doing the mitzvahs, and learning Torah. When Hashem delights in tefillah, man can sense the success. He feels his heart filled with fire and passion for all that is good. Ardor and ecstasy are the gifts from Hashem, which He gives to us as His servants. And Sefer Chasidim also explains that prayer and joy are natural companions. His Hallelujah B'Shem Kacho Yismach Lev Mevakshei Hashem says in Divrei Hayamim, glory is His holy name, be glad of heart you who seek Hashem. David would accompany his prayers, King David, and praise with music on his harp in order to fill his heart with ecstasy and love for God. We know also that the Nevi'im in general, and especially the Avos, they had to be in a proper state of mind, a happy state of mind, a joyful state of mind, to actually receive the presence of Hashem. That's why Yaakov had no Nevuah for the 22 years or so that Yosef was away from him. And once he heard that Yosef was alive, Vatechi Ruach Yaakov Avihim, or whatever the word exactly is in the Pasuk, explains that the second Yaakov heard about his beloved lost son, his spirit was revived. Why was it revived? Because the joy went back to him, and only then could he receive the communication from Hashem that says, Redu to Yitzrayim, to Mitzrayim, go down, which is an allusion to the 210 years. Because Yaakov was melancholy, it was really, really sad for all the years he wasn't there, and he couldn't fill his heart with the ecstasy and love. In order to feel the happiness for Hashem, we should try to put ourselves in the proper frame of mind, and music is a great way to do that. Sefer Chasidim also explains, if one prays and suddenly his heart is filled with a surge of joy and love for Hashem, he should understand Hashem has chosen to fulfill his wishes, as it says, V'hiz'aneg al Hashem v'yitin l'cha mishalas libecha in Tehillim. If this divine ecstasy should come during Shemona Esrei, especially in Shema Kolenu, then conclude the prayers with the following supplication. May it be your will, Hashem, that this ecstatic love be forever bound to my heart and firmly implanted therein. Let my children experience this love as well. And if you feel a surge of ecstasy at any time of day or night, not during tefillah, you should cherish these precious moments and remain silent as the intensity of his feeling subsides. These wonderful moments of passionate divine love are similar to the revelations of the prophets of old. The experience is otherworldly. We should do what we can to try to focus a little better, a little more concentration, even if it's an extra minute or an extra few seconds on your davening, on your tefillah, on your different words, because it's such a beautiful way to connect to Hashem. And if you ever feel a surge of love and joy just randomly throughout the day, we should understand that it's Hashem communicating with us, Hashem talking to us, Hashem giving us a message that He's hearing us out and He's taking care of us. And hopefully in that way our tefillahs will be better and the whole world as a whole will be better as well. Join us next time as we finish the last few lessons here on the BTL with Reb T, and I'm your host, Reb T.